So today I'm watching To Catch a Predator.
Do you know that this is illegal to send something like this to someone you think is underage?
Yeah.
Do you get that?
Yeah. Do you understand that? It's just wrong.
They tried to explain it all away as one big computer glitch.
My computer went wacko.
Makes me go to child porn sites.
But how will he explain that online the decoy asked him to bring condoms?
Yeah.
Just happens to have
the condoms
in your pocket.
I always carry them right there in your pocket.
Yeah,
I sit on the thing and
crushed. Do you see how this looks?
Yeah, it looks bad.
It looks really bad.
Back at the transfer station, police are searching suspect's vehicle.
Hey, Pepe, I'm in here.
This car belongs to the 31-year-old man in the black hat. He was planning on meeting a girl.
Is that Curious George? Curious George's owner? The man with the black hat?
The location was on there, a piece of paper, so we took all that as evidence.
This car belongs to the man. Showed up to meet a girl who said she was 13.
Okay. She said she was 13.
The Target house. Cell phone. Two condoms. Kodak fun saver camera.
Can buzz fun save that time.
And this car belongs to the 45-year-old who was too afraid to come into the house to meet a girl who told him she was 12.
I'm 12! Pepe! I'm in here!
What kind of effort did it take for the police to handle an operation this big? Chief Hilton Daniels is the man in charge.
We had 50-something police officers. We had officers from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. And we had attorneys from the state attorney's office directing the takedowns.
And it was the interrogations, according to Chief Daniels, that proved to be their best evidence.
They confessed exactly what was read to them off the chat logs.
Well, remember this man, Michael Willis, screen name generic white male? He's the 49-year-old who came to meet a girl who said she's 15.
I'm 15! Have some cookies!
You know what? I don't want this cookie.
And left.
I have some more questions.
How dare you not like my cookies?
Interview, he couldn't walk away from Detective Jennifer Madelfa.
Go
out for a little wave at him.
This is 27-year-old Eric Thorpe, screen name Balin 79. He drove 4 hours thinking he was going to need a
girl. I drove 4 hours and not gonna bang? This bullshit.
At one point during the chat, he gets on his webcam and masturbates and types, "Did you see it?" The decoy says,
"Did you see it? Did you see it? Did you see me? Did you see me?"
And then bragged about what he had just done. Now he's in our house.
Hey, come on in!
Alright.
Hey, Pepe!
I made some chocolate chip cookies.
I need some cookies.
Take a seat.
I made some cookies. Do you like some of my cookies?
You like them? I made them all by myself. I can't wait to see you.
Yeah, it was great. It was like bears.
The actress asks him about it.
What kind of alcohol did you drink?
I brought Absinthe Citron, I brought Mandarin Orange, I brought a shot of Jägermeister.
Bush.
Wow.
Wow, you brought a lot of stuff. Can you?
Did you bring condoms?
Did you bring the condoms?
I brought condoms.
Well, about that, it sounds like you've got a pretty big night plan.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, shit. Done fucked up.
Did you bring the condoms? I made cookies.
Brought some beer. And what else? That's it. Condom. So what were you planning?
I was planning to bang, but guess not now, right?
And you thought it was okay as a 27-year-old to come here and meet a 14-year-old with alcohol and condoms?
No.
Then why did you do it?
I don't know.
I just thought it was like a good idea.
Turns out he says this isn't the first time.
Did you bring the cookies?